Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story.
We should tell our engagement story, because I know you would.
Well, when it gets bad, remember you asked for this. So the truth is, the first time I ever met her family, I think was in March.
It was before that.
It was.
Because yeah. I was like, Mom, I come from a big family. Yeah. Okay, so I didn't want to just like invite her for the holidays and be like,
she's got 11 siblings. Well,
there's 45 people you need to meet for Easter.
Yeah.
That are just my intimate family.
And so, so we met there, and then we met at Easter. And at Easter, like, we started dating January 19th. Was in April. And I was already like, I don't know, the next time I'm going to see her parents, I probably should ask for their hand. Within weeks of us dating, I was like, oh, this is definitely going there. Because, like, before we started dating, we had already knocked out, like, all the values conversations where it's like, hey, I'm not getting into a relationship if we don't agree on these important things. We agreed on everything.
That's what dating in your 30s is like, where it's in your 20s, you're like, what? I'll waffle on some things. Yeah. I'll allow certain things that I maybe wouldn't when it comes to values. But you get to a point where you're just like, either we align or we don't align. And if we don't align, just cut and dry, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny how very unromantic it is, but also absolutely necessary.
Yes, yes, crucial.
And you also know yourself better in your 30s. So you're like, it's not like, well, she's really hot, but we don't agree on a single thing. I'm sure this will work out. That's not how it works.
Right.
And so anyway, at Easter, I was like, oh, crap. How am I going to, like, I should probably do this. I don't find the time. I don't find a good time to do it. So I don't. And then we're coming along. Another month happens. And I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely marrying this person. And so the first part of the story is I get her mom's number, and then I call her mom. She doesn't pick up. I leave her a message saying, hi, this is Mike, Faith's boyfriend. I'd like to have a conversation with you about something, blah, 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 blah. Leave the message. So she's at my house when her mom calls back. She never looks at my phone, ever. Ooh,
until
she's moment. Like, oh, this is a 715 number. Oh, is someone from Wisconsin's calling you? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's probably an auctioneer from Wisconsin.
Sure.
Because, like, I know auctioneers from Wisconsin. And then I go and I close the door and go into the other room to talk to him.
Which is also super weird.
Yes. Yes.
Anytime he'd have a business conversation, he just like,
do it right in front.
Yeah. 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 I was trying to do it quietly. And then, you know, I ask for the permission. I get the permission. That's great. And then another, like, couple weeks go by. And when we were talking, like back in Jaded Mike days, we discussed like engagement rings and all that. I just flat out said, I'm like
the financial part of like,
it's a terrible idea.
Engagement rings and weddings can be such a like financial debt pool.
And so I was like, listen, I don't get it. Like here is 6 months of my income to convince you to marry me. And I'm like, I would like you to want to marry me. Aside from a really, you know, shiny thing that will distract you. And she said, yeah, I don't really need that. You know, I could care less. You could propose to me with a ring pop for all I care, as long as it's watermelon.
Of course.
And
we still have standards.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Like, you know, classy woman here.
Yes.
And so anyway.
Cheap cherry. Come on.
No.
In May, I'm like, okay, I need to do this. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just stop by Walmart. Pick up
a watermelon ring pop.
Then I find out that apparently in May, ring pops are out of season. And I was like, what season?
What is ring pop season?
Apparently it's a thing.
And so then I just started like going to everywhere, like where can I get a ring pop? Nowhere. And so I end up needing to buy it on Amazon. And I couldn't buy one ring pop.
No, you have to buy a dozen.
I had to buy 30 watermelon ring pops. It wasn't like, oh, here's a group with all of these flavors. The only way to make sure you get a watermelon ring pop was to buy 30.
And that makes you look like a psychopath.
He does.
Once again, society doing no favors for dudes.
Well, especially then too, it's like, if you don't know that he was going to propose with a ring pop and you just see 30 watermelon ring pops just sitting in a bag, sitting in a drawer somewhere.
For Mike, who doesn't, like, we have sweets at the house either.
Yes. You don't have much interaction with the kids. No. You're just like, what is going on?
And it gets worse because it gets a lot worse, actually, because so this was supposed to like come in the middle of May or late May. It got delayed and it kept getting delayed.
Well, yeah, it's out of ring pop season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's out of
season. They hit like, oh, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Flowers are out of season. Yeah, times that happens.
You know how growing ring pops do. It's just very difficult.
Exactly. You can't.
You need the right sun. And
yeah.
I mean, maybe a strawberry ring pop, but not a watermelon.
No, it was a bad year for the watermelon ring pop crop.
Yes.
So anyway, I get the, but I don't get it yet. I was also sending all of my packages to my parents' house because I didn't love where I lived.
Once again, the sketchy neighborhood. Like, by the
train. I could tell you so many stories about that. Like, I loved living there, but I really loved having a house and, you know, good rent, but it was not a great situation. So I sent it to my parents when I actually, for the first time in my life, had signed up a year and a half ago to go on a cruise with a jazz band I'm in.
What do you play in the jazz band?
I play a drum set. I'm the drummer for the jazz band.
Okay, cool. Did not know that about you.
And so we signed up, and the last date for deciding if you wanted to go or not was in like January 21st. So like literally 2 days after we started dating. And so it's just like, do you want to go on a cruise with me? And like the timing couldn't have been worse.
Is you just started dating and you're like, now also we should go on a
ship. So I really didn't push that.
Dropped $3,000, you know, to go on this random cruise with these random people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't know any of these people and we're going to be playing a bunch of games.
I barely know any of these people at this point. And so anyway, the ring pop doesn't come. I leave on this cruise.
We can have long cruise.
Everyone's crapping on me for leaving my girlfriend behind while I'm going on a cruise.
Yeah.
Even though, like...
It was like Spain? No.
Spain, Italy, and Greece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a jerk you are for leaving your girlfriend behind. Well, you're going into, like, the most romantic part of the world.
I really found out, like, I didn't enjoy the trip because I was so nervous about the proposal.
Yes.
And I was with none of my friends. My one friend that was going had to cancel.
Okay.
And my roommate just complained about everything always.
Great.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is terrible because he's making it terrible.
Yes.
And also the other thing is,
back your mind, where are my watermelon ring pops?
And then I'm also sitting there like, I spent this money 2 years ago thinking like, I've never done anything really fun. We should do this. And now I'm like, I want to marry this woman. I wish I had my $3,000 back and not like stressing about all this. So like one of the really funny things is I'm talking to this girl, Sam, an awful lot because I just had to talk to someone about this proposal.
Yes.
And so like when she saw pictures, she saw me with this blonde girl.
Uh-huh.
And we're
Give
talking
a little
about
blonde.
Yep. And
out on a cruise.
Yep.
Yeah, for a week and a half.
You know, beautiful Grecian island. Exactly.
And so like the funny thing about this is one time I'm like, oh my gosh, I am in Spain in one of those like thin back alley places with the food that was so beautiful that leads right up to like the Trevi fountain, and I'm on this beautiful date and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, is Sam there? And then I just took a picture.
Yeah.
And it's Sam's boyfriend and me just eating this like two-person table, and it looks so romantic. This,
like Lady and the Tramping, like plate of...
And like the one thing I found on that whole trip is, oh my gosh, I love gelato more than ice cream.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I did not know was a thing.
Okay.
That was so good.
Also, I learned that, you know, Italians can be however they want, but they can't make pizza, so...
Okay.
You know, or at least not that them, like New York Italians, like American Italians, I agree with their pizza choices.
Sure.
It's just when I went to, you know, Italy.
Yes. Yeah.
It was not the same.
And you feel strongly about two things, Harry Potter and Italian pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I've been stressing out about this whole time, right? I'm back on a flight from Italy. Yeah. Italy at this point. And, you know, it's a long flight. I haven't slept. And I'm just like, I have thought about this so many times. I can't imagine how I, like, I just need to do this. During the trip, at some point, she texts me. You know, you could literally propose over text and I would just say yes. We haven't mentioned any of this to each other. So she has no idea that I have a plan.
Yes.
And so I get home. She picks me up from the airport. We go back. And, you know, Mike, I asked her, like, because we'd gone on dozens of walks around St. Cloud from our house. And I'm like, hey, hon, where's your favorite place in St. Cloud? We walked from our house over by Centennial all the way to Munsinger Garden.
This is also when we had that really, really bad smoke advisory.
I was going to get that. And the best part is she says, oh, there was this great place by the Mississippi. And it was literally the one walk I didn't go on with her and she went alone.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, I guess Munsinger Gardens isn't that good. And so anyway,
yeah,
we're
over here.
Yeah. And so then we're getting back. And the first thing is my mom delivers the package and like she gets to the door. I'm like, okay, well,
and
we have to do
the
secret.
Does your mom know?
Yeah. Okay. My mom knows. And I'm like, because I also, you know, asked them for.
Of course.
And I'm like, okay, we have to be secret. And so I go out into the porch. I kind of open the door, take the thing and like kind of push my mom out the door.
Get out of here, Mike.
And Faith's like right behind me, like, oh, how's your mom doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know,
she's just leaving.
Because,
she's just
leaving. Yeah. Because she's like my, you know, Faith is also besties with my mom.
Of course. Yes.
And so like I'm trying to be, you know, secretive and I'm really not, apparently. Like I always thought I was and I'm clearly not. And
I
so
just, I love the image of like poor Peggy and Holt that's like, and you're like, she's trying to wave and say hi. And Faith's like, hi. And you're just pushing them away.
He literally shuts the door on her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yes. Okay. Bye.
So like, clearly, if I'm suspicious, she will find out.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So you know, very good for her prospects of me ever keeping a secret from her.
Yeah. Mike, it's real weird.
Yeah.
She's trying to surprise me.
Weird. Yeah. And so then the next thing is, okay, it comes in a box. I need to open the box because I can't like propose with a box that's an Amazon package and then open it up and then pack and then it's like
yes.
No, it's not just that, it's Amazon package, open, it's a bag of ring pops, open, then it's a bag of individual ring pops which also needs to be opened.
Yeah,
that is a fumble for her packaging.
That's four fumble points along the way.
And so then I was like
blissfully inside, you know,
like thinking I'm being really weird
catching up on.
But I also haven't slept in like 30 hours, so you know,
right,
whatever. And so then the next thing I do is I'm like, okay, now I need to quietly get this open. Okay. So then I'm out in the porch and she's like, what are you doing out there? And I'm like, I'm just breaking down cardboard boxes because I was literally opening them. And so I was like, you know, and I'm around the corner. So if she opens the door, she can't see immediately what's going on. And then she opens the door. I move the boxes. She throws more cardboard boxes. She's like, here's some more cardboard box for you to break down. And I was just like,
now I have a chore. Okay. I'm trying to propose.
And I'm just like, wow, this is really going rough. And so then I get it and I get it. And then I open the bag. I open the box. Then I open the bag. Then I open the next bag. Then I take a Ziploc bag so I can store an unwrapped ring pop in a Ziploc bag, put it in my pocket. So now I'm like, that was not Mike's finest moment, but like, the game's still on. Like, she hasn't figured it out yet.
And I will interject that he did not break down the other cover.
Yeah.
I was a little distracted, you know. And so, anyway, I'm just, like, trying to be as, you know, casual as possible, but not very.
And he's, like, so squirrely. I'm like, okay, it must be because he's, like, hasn't slept. He's been on a play ride.
Yeah.
ADHD is freaking out. And I'm just, like, calm down.
Yeah.
So
okay, you're home now.
Well, my other problem is we were, like Faith had mentioned, it was also one of those smoke advisories. Do not leave the home. Do not like stand outside for too long. I was planning to propose outside.
Right.
And I was just like, well, I'm still doing this because I don't want to do it in like the living room.
Yeah. And stubborn is your middle name.
Yeah.
So.
And the other thing is like, I had originally, like, I'd always dreamed of doing a proposal in front of, like, my whole family and everything. But I also know Faith does not like that much attention.
Spotlight, yeah.
And so I was like, well, this proposal really is for her. So what if I actually did a proposal she wanted? Crazy thought.
Weird.
You know. And so
serial killer thoughts. Yes.
So I said, I was like, hey, hon, can we go to the bank to switch my euros into dollars? And like, I need to get out and do something. I had a different plan, obviously.
Right.
Clearly lying. And then so she's getting ready. And I'm like,
well, it was weird because he was like, oh, since we're going to go to the bank, you want to put on something nicer? And I was like,
yeah.
Like, I can't.
To go to the bank? Yeah.
Like, it's just
a bank. Yeah, you have to look nice at the bank.
It's not Walmart. No.
So I was like, okay, yes. Fine. So, you know, throw on something a little bit nicer.
And then I also did the same, which, you know, should have been a red flag because I am comfort over all things.
Well, right. But you're standing there in a suit and tie and slacks.
You know, definitely. No, like I am sweatpants or full three-piece suit. Sure. Like ideally, those are the only clothes I will need for anything. And it's like, you know, that's always been my stance on things. But anyway, so we go to this place. I see two outlets near Rowfield by Cathedral. And I'm like, okay, so one's got homeless people in it. So that's not the one. And the other one doesn't have homeless people, but it's all like Rocky. And I was like, well, sure. You know, I don't want to do this in front of homeless people. So we're doing this.
We're doing it by the rocks.
Yeah. Doing it like literally on gravel. I'll get down on a knee on gravel, whatever.
Yes.
And so I go there and I'm just like, okay, so, you know, everything is going wrong so far. But like, could it get worse? Well, it did.
Oh, I'm surprised.
So I'm, you know, kind of working up to it, like trying to tell Faith how much I love her and how much she's really transformed my life. And, you know, how she's been such a blessing to me. And then she's like, hey, look, there's a dead fish. And I'm just like, hon, I'm trying to have a moment.
Yeah, I mean, because this wasn't the first time, like, we had been like, oh, you know, how much you mean to me. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Yeah. And you're like, we have to go to the bank. I look nice.
Yeah.
There's a dead fish.
So it's like, this is just another little like,
little Mike moment. Yeah.
And so then I was
like, it was a catfish. And I was like,
don't ruin this story. Because then I get back into it again and I'm starting. And then she's like, I think that's a catfish. And she interrupts again.
Really focused on the dead fish.
Yes. And I'm just like,
man, he's not dead. Oh, is he breathing? Stop looking at the fish.
Like, and I'm just like,
he's like, trying to have a moment.
I'm just trying to have a moment. And then I get back on track. And then I propose with a ring pop.
Somebody somewhere thought I was a star. And somebody somewhere knew that I took 6 weeks of dance class in kindergarten. So they figured that I could handle a little shuffle ball change and a little dazzling dance action. So because of that, I am dancing for Dancing with Our Stars on June 9th at the Garacki Center. And my charity of choice is the Open Heart Home. And that is a charity that supports teen moms, educating, supporting, housing, helping take care of everybody and making sure that they are safe and secure and educated on how to now go out into the world and raise a little. So as a former teen mom, that speaks near and dear to my heart. And that is why I do what I do. So if I dance and make a fool of myself, it's all in the name of teenage moms and supporting some of our most vulnerable in society. So if you are compelled to donate, you can click the link in the comments and we'll see you there. Are you a fan of the Love Story podcast? Are you wishing that there was a little bit more R-rated content to keep you going? We created the Love Story After Dark, and that's a podcast full of bonus content that can't be aired for our regularly scheduled programming. We've kept it PG, PG-13, this is where we get into a little bit of the R rating. So if you want to receive exclusive bonus content for the Love Story After Dark podcast, join us on Patreon, sign up for the newsletter, and you can get exclusive content right to your inbox. There's different pay scales, $5 a month audio, $10 a month video, $20 a month part of the sticker club, and $50 a month for the elite merch specifically related to the Love Story podcast After Dark. Or if you just think, I don't want to pay anything, you can find exclusive clips just by signing up to the newsletter on Patreon. Light yourself a scented candle, turn off the lights, and stay tuned for the After Dark podcast. Welcome to Green Thumb Etc., home of custom furniture upholstery, designer floral, and exclusive giftware. Do you need to find a gift for that crazy aunt that has everything? You'll find it at Green Thumb. Do you have grandma's old chair that nobody wants anymore, but you just don't have a heart to throw away? I can upholster it for you. Or do you need flowers for someone to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you? You can find that here too. Come on down to the corner of 7th and St. Germain in downtown St. Cloud, and you can shop to your weirdo heart's content. Find us online at greenthumbetc.com or Facebook or Instagram at greenthumbetc.
She cries. She says yes. And so we also, besides going to the bank, went ring shopping.
Sure.
And so, like, we went to, what was it?
Bachmann's?
Mm-hmm. Bachmann, okay. Because they were doing clearance stuff. Sure. And we're looking at rings, and neither one of us like the rings mm-hmm. that we're really seeing. And they're also really expensive. And I'm like, wow, that's a really expensive ring for like 3 months.
Because yeah.
we also discussed, oh, I missed this. So I was like, hey, hon, you know, it's June. I would really like to be married before the winter because like we wanted to do wedding at her parents' farm and then reception at my parents' farm, which can't happen during the winter if we're sure. doing it outside. And I said,
and it, we're also at that stage of life where, like, why wait? Why have right. 2-3-year-long engagements?
Right.
Like, why don't we just, you know, get married yeah. and make, you know, then I'm not paying rent and he's not paying rent. And
yeah.
Yeah, because we were still living separately and we were living separately till we got married. So anyway, I'm like, oh my gosh, can we plan a wedding in 4 months? And her answer was, well, you know, I was a wedding planner. And
so, yes.
And then I was like, okay, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And she's like, oh, actually,
gosh. I forgot this.
I bought my wedding dress last week. I was like, say what? You weren't engaged last week. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, I was on Facebook Marketplace and I just saw this dress that looked really nice. And I went to a Target and just
$75.
And she
with
just
tags on.
With yeah. tags on. And she went to this Target in a parking lot, tried it on in a parking lot, just like, yep, here's $75. I have a wedding dress.
I'm
now.
Like, I knew it was gonna happen eventually, but I'm yeah. like, you know, $75 for a wedding.
You can't beat it.
This? Come on.
Yeah.
And so like one other thing that I kind of realized once, so we went to this Bachmann's and we weren't really excited about it. And the person we were working with was just like, what do you mean you proposed without a ring? And I was like, well, wow. I would like her to have a opinion on her ring. And I also wanted to do the surprise part of it. And
yeah.
they were just like, oh.
And also watermelon ring pop.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Pop. Yeah.
I mean, sure, it'll spoil eventually, but like it's, like, I wasn't going to be able to afford a rock that big.
Right. No, you have to be impressive yeah. and tasty.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then we ended up going to a pawn shop and getting
she's literally
rings.
Like right.
Oh, nice.
Right that, the corner. Yeah.
And because that's how her mom and dad right. got rings.
Yep.
And then she found a ring she really liked. And it cost the same as the ring I got from Bachmann.
So we spent like $200 on our rings.
Yeah.
But
which
like,
I can't wear because my hands are so swollen.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'd rather not cut it off. We'll just wait till afterwards.
But like one of the other things we kind of didn't get to was like, so Faith, when we started relationship, was very like gift giving, very mm-hmm. all of these things. And I was just like, you gotta stop.
Yeah.
Like,
it's one of the recent fights we had.
Was I was just like, you are too giving. And you need to stop giving so much. And so, like, one of the things was, so we started dating January 19th. Before February, I don't know the date. We were talking, and she found out I've been in martial arts for, like, 25 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I love swords and katanas, especially. And I didn't have one. And so she found this out. She started messaging a mutual friend. Found a katana, bought a katana.
Like a real one.
Nice one. It's yeah. now okay. in my office. So if you ever are in a meeting or you stop by the house, you'll see there is a legitimately sharp katana.
I am dating a man who just bought a fake katana to see if he liked it mm-hmm. to get a real katana. And we were just in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lead on a battle flail.
Mm-hmm.
but the Battle Flail store was closed. So unfortunately, yeah.
So
I understand the love of obscure weaponry.
Well, like the funny thing to me is we're talking and like I'm looking at the sheet and it says, do not use to cut fruit. Do not use to cut people.
Not use to cut.
And it's just like, this is for
what else am I going to cut?
Like this is a sharp katana and it's only use. I think it's a do not use for self-defense in there too.
Yeah.
Like the only use is keeping it on the stand. It was like literally don't show people even. And so anyway, the funny thing about this.
No, I'm going to cut watermelons and have them there.
Right? Right? I haven't yet. Maybe that'll be a to-do thing.
Face throw the watermelon. I'm going to come out and slice this thing in half. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a fruit ninja.
Yep. And so this happened in January. Now, the truth is with my dating, like I hadn't been in a long-term relationship because for me, it got to a point where it's like we'd be dating, we'd be in a little bit of a relationship, and then I'd be like, this isn't going to marriage. Why am I here?
Right, right.
You know, like,
you gotta dip out.
This isn't what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't been in a relationship.
I'm like, well, if we break up, I'm going to have a really
good time. Yeah.
And so then I find this out, and she's like, yeah, I bought it in January. And I'm like, no, that is not fiscally responsible. What if we broke up? Well, I'd have a really cool katana.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, gosh.
I do love that, like, all of the things that you get irritated about are, like, so trivial and so silly, but stand firm on your scruples.
Yeah. And so, like, that was another story. But, like, the thing I really take from our engagement, because, like, I think I described an engagement that I don't think I exaggerated anything. Like, this is exactly what happened.
Yeah, yep.
But where a lot of things went wrong. And after...
Which, looking back, I'm like, no wonder why he was so stressed.
Yeah.
So, like, squirrely and antsy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just literally just blissfully like, I'm so glad he's back from his
crib. Oh, he didn't break the box.
Yeah. And then literally I got back to the house like, oh, I guess I get to break the box. I guess, well, we're kind of a married couple already.
Yeah.
And so after that engagement, after she said yes, things just became ridiculously serendipitously good. And I mean, like I asked her to propose to me 20 minutes later. Oh, by the way, I already have the dress.
Yes.
Then we're looking at food and like I eat rubber chicken dinners.
Yeah.
All the time at galas, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And so, like, there is nothing that could sound less appealing to me than, like, chicken, potato, vegetable, because that is every gala meal I eat. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, listen, I don't have a lot of very strong opinions on weddings, but over my dead body, are we serving chicken, vegetable, potato at my wedding?
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, what do you want to have? And I was like, do you really want to know? She's like, what? I'm like, I want to have Little Caesars or Costco pizza.
I thought you were going to say Mike's Gumbo, but also pizza.
I'm like, it's easy. We just order it.
Yeah.
We set it. People grab it. People will love it. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, no, we can't do that. And so I was like, so here, strategic Mike is like, okay, so how do I move Faith off of this meal, the traditional meal? I was like, I know, I will use her weakness, tacos.
There you go.
Yep.
And so
there
I said, okay, because like I'm pretty mid about tacos. I'm like, whatever, it's not a top five Mexican food for me.
Sure. Okay.
And she loves tacos. I was just like, okay, so what if we have tacos? And she's like, ooh, I love tacos. And so bam, that's how I got her to do that. So we make this decision. I think the next day, my parents come up to me and say, hey, we just helped our friend farmer do this with their field, and they actually paid us in 40 pounds of hamburger meat. Would you need 40 pounds of hamburger meat for whatever you're doing for your meal? Because we haven't told them. And we're like, yeah, we're doing tacos. We need 40 pounds of hamburger meat.
Yes.
And then my wife, who, aside from her bajillion jobs that are like, oh yeah, I planned weddings, I, you know, did this, I did that, oh yeah, I also ran catering. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hun, it's your wedding. You are not going to be like running a taco bar at your wedding. And I know you will try. And then like a week later, my brother and sister-in-law said, hey, we'd like to run your taco bar for you.
Yeah.
And it was just thing after thing falling into place.
Which, if there's anything, the engagement is a funny story. Your future baby would, that's a fun thing to get to share. Cat, dead catfish makes a cameo. I love that. But then, yeah, it's like, what should be easy? Just having a party. You're getting married, you're having a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was a lot of stress with it. Because we had to, like, have two different parties because there was the Wisconsin party and the St. Cloud party. And it was like, oh, well, that's asking people to drive 2.5 hours. And I'm like, hun, this is our wedding. We can be a little, like...
eccentric, yeah.
We can ask people to be put out for us on this one day.
Right.
And I literally invited just my family, the wedding party, and one friend to the Wisconsin wedding and then everyone else here. And it was just one of those things where I'm like, it's our wedding. We could also just do it in Wisconsin and everyone needs to go there. We could do it in Minnesota and everyone needs to come here. We are literally trying to set this up in a way that everyone who doesn't want to drive 3 hours can be a part of some part of the ceremony and wedding.
That's a perfect little system.
Yeah, it was beautiful. My parents live on a lake. Mm-hmm. So we just got married down by the dock. Mm-hmm. With a beautiful lake background. It was nice. It was weird because for outdoor weddings or pictures, you don't want to have bright, clear day. You want to have a slightly cloudy. And it was like, pictures look amazing because it was so cloudy.
Yeah.
She's jealous of the boys, though. The boys had a lot more fun.
Oh.
Yeah, they did. I was like, I got the pictures back and I was like, you know, the girls were all cutesy.
Yeah.
Traditional photos. And I'm like, they're hiding behind trees, popping their heads out. Pretend boys. Push each other.
And she's like, oh my gosh, you guys had so much more fun than we did. And I was like, well, yeah, we're the boys.
We're have fun.
Like, we don't have shots that we need to get. We're just like, hey, let's have some fun. Yeah. That looks like fun. Let's do that.
Yeah.
I know. So,
and then after the wedding, beautiful reception, everything went lovely. We actually made sure that I would highly recommend anybody's getting married, be able to plan a 20 minute nap in between your wedding and reception.
Okay.
So we got back to the house because, like, I had to change back into my dress.
Yeah.
And we were like, we have like 20 minutes. Like, let's take a nap. So we literally crashed for 20 minutes, got up, like, fixed my makeup again, and went to the reception. And yeah, it was super fun. Mm-hmm. Got to see so many people. It was so great.
We did this thing with our wedding because we've been to so many weddings where it's possible to not see the bride and groom in the reception, where when people went up to get their food, because we did a taco bar, we saw one of my mentors do this. He literally had an area where you would take a picture with the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a picture of everyone with me and Faith. We talked to them for like 2 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then when we sent the thank yous out, we sent the pictures of everyone with us.
Yeah.
To that. So it wasn't just like, oh yeah, you know, here was this wedding, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a little favor to go with it.
And so the next day we went up to Duluth for a mini moon.
Uh-huh.
Mike was like, we were both in the boat of like, well, do we do something right away? Do we wait and do something? He wanted to go, I don't know, do you want to go to Hawaii or something?
Yeah, we were originally talking about going to Hawaii because a decade ago, I want to say around then, I had a job offer in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And they flew me out. And then it just turned into like my oldest nephew was like 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be part of all of my nephews and nieces' lives. And then I was just like, hey, if I take a job in Hawaii where it's 5 hour time difference, everyone I know, if I work till 5 p.m., it's just like I don't get to have a life with them. I can't I can't call them. I can't do anything with them. And I was like, you know, it's beautiful here. The job's kind of good. It might work out. There's some things that worry me about it. I don't want this job. Mm-hmm. So when he left, he said, yeah, I'll see you on your honeymoon. When you come back, we'll have a place for you.
Yeah.
And so we never ended up doing that. But that was kind of on my list of things, and it just didn't end up working out quite right. But we had a mini moon in Duluth where we went to Enger Tower, and there was this beautiful Japanese garden. And like, I've been to so many, like, oh, here's historical things of the U.S. and it's just like, here's this person that's whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's just like this random person from 1812 who, you know, was in one battle was here.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, this is really lame. But then they had a traditional Japanese garden with all the colors and everything on the top of the hill in Duluth. And I was like, this looks beautiful. It literally looks like you're being transported into Japan. And so I loved it. And we went up on
the tower. He had never been there before to Eager Tower.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, as a kid, we went up to Duluth a lot. And we always, you know, climb the tower, see who's got to the top the fastest. And, you know, just the view up there is gorgeous.
Yeah.
We got married in October. So I'm like, it's going to be
perfect prime time.
So so I had that planned. And then my other secret, because I planned the honeymoon.
Sure.
Because Mike's like, well, I'm not sure where, you know, I'm like, I just need to get away for a couple days.
Yeah.
So that way we actually celebrate. We just got married rather than like.
Just go back to work.
Just go back to work right away, you know. And so one of the things was my secret. I saw that there was helicopter rides.
Yes.
And I was like, how amazing to have a helicopter ride in fall. It's going to be gorgeous. I've always wanted to be in a helicopter. I'm like, Mike's pretty adventurous. I'm like, I'm sure he's going to love it. Kept everything a secret from him. And so we're literally on the drive. And he's like, so do I get to know? I'm like, do you really want to know? He's like, yeah. So I was like, we're heading to a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
To go see Duluth. And Mike's reaction was not like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm cool. How? No, he was like, I just keep thinking about Kobe and helicopter. Yeah. And how, you know, in a plane, if something happens, at least you could kind of probably glide.
Mm-hmm.
And helicopters, you just plummet and die. And I'm like, honey, we just got married. Like, this is supposed to be a celebration of our love.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
not my best moment.
No. Yeah.
I was like, well, if in the end, I'm like, we said till death do us part. Mike,
right.
You know, if it's sooner rather than later, I'm like, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So I'm like super excited for this helicopter ride. And Mike's like antsy and nervous, which is making me antsy and nervous.
Yes.
Like, we can't get a refund at this point.
Right.
At all.
I had a great time with it.
We did it. We got all buckled up in the helicopter, went up. It was about 15, 20 minutes. But it was like
cruise.
So smooth. We just did a little loop around and he pointed out Anger Tower and I was like, yep, we're going to go to Anger Tower.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun. And I was like, I need a helicopter to travel in my life because it's just so smooth and you get places
well
fast.
Mike will tell you all the reasons why not you.
Yes.
Well, there was one other thing we discovered during that honeymoon, which was Boo Batter from Cold Stone. They do this called Boo Batter and it is amazing.
It's like, vanilla, I think vanilla custard ice cream, but they dye it like black.
Okay.
With Kit Kats and M&Ms.
Ooh. And only in Halloween or in October.
Only in October.
It was so good.
Yeah,
but so it is that. So terrible.
We had that a couple times. We're like,
I love that. That's your honeymoon addiction.
No.
Is Boo Batter.
Yeah. So every year we've gotten some in October now, and then it's just like. Yeah.
So, and spoiler alert, we did make it through the helicopter, right?
Yes,
so
good.
We are both alive.
We're good. Alive. Okay.
Yes. So it was just a quick little getaway.
Yeah,
a little mini super fun.
Yeah.
And then came back, and I moved all my stuff from. You know, the city's up to here to St. Cloud. And his house is so tiny, like, I could unpack majority of anything.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is we had been looking for a house, just kind of passively looking, since March.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
shout out to David V.
Yeah.
Before we were engaged, we were looking for houses. Like, kind of like, hey, we're not ready to buy, but, you know.
Let's just see what
what is out there. And we looked at, like, one house. And it was even smaller and less comfortable than the house I was in. And we're just like, oh, this is what we're looking. Like, this is the size of house we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And so we get married in early October. And then before November, we have an offer down on a house.
Ooh, very
exciting. And that's, you know, over by Lake George where you used to live. I was like, oh, we're totally neighbors. We're going to, you know, do stuff. Never did anything. No. I just walked by and saw, like, the vehicle. And I was like, there it is.
Yep. And then just like that, as soon as the riffraff moved in, I had to move out.
Yep, that's what it was.
Well, you guys, I think we could probably keep talking for another 3 hours. But we are getting close to... How long have we been doing this now?
We're creeping up on an hour and a half.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have to have you guys back. This has been one of my most fun interviews. You guys will have to have you back after baby's born and we're settled in. So
it's our sweet little
Yes.
We can do a name reveal.
Oh, boy. Yeah. We had both baby showers.
Yeah.
And so we revealed the name, which is Hana.
Okay. How are you going to spell it?
H-A-N-A.
Okay.
It's a Korean name, and it means one or first.
Huh.
And for me, it came into, like, because Faith is adopted, we were talking about, like, you know, she's looked for her family, but it's very difficult to find her family.
Uh-huh, because they're still in South Korea.
And so this will be, like, the first person that, you know, is blood related to you. And this is going to be the first of, you know, hopefully more. And so we're really excited about that. And so we like Tana because it's not a name that a lot of people have, but it's also not like Persephone.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Like six syllables long.
Ooh, you got me, Mike. That's what a beautiful little story about the.
When he told me, I was like, oh, I didn't even know.
Yes. Aw.
And then the other thing retroactively is, I didn't remember this, but then I found out a character from a game I played like a decade and a half ago had the name Hana, and she had a line that like really nailed it in for me. And she said, people who say no pun intended are cowards. Intend your puns, weaklings. And she said that, and I'm just like,
That's it. Yep, this is it.
Yes, but yeah, after Hana comes,
yes,
I'd love to come back on.
Okay, well, thank you so much, you guys. It has been a delight.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met. We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out info@lovestoryweddingshow.com or head to the show notes.